Yeah, you know, there's obviously it's just a great group of people to be associated with, and a pretty impressive group. And I'm honored to, you know, have been nominated. And, you know, the process, you know, really isn't confirmed as of yet. There'll be a vote on December 17th through the membership. And, you know, hopefully at that time, the Hockey Canada board will be able to move forward.
Are your wheels in motion on the eventuality that you will get that position?
Not really. You know, I think we really have to sit and wait. It really is about the membership right now and their decision. And we're ready to go when asked to be.
Okay. Well, all the best moving forward with that. Cassie, we're talking to you about Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada, and I know you've been involved in the past. What excites you and what appeals to you about the attractiveness of this particular promotion?
Well, Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada is one of my favorite events of the year, and I don't even know what number this is, but I know it's in double digits for me, and it started in Nelson, B.C., and, you know, for me, it just kind of brings me back to what hockey's all about, you know, from a grassroots perspective, and, you know, I'm very fortunate. I get to, you know, call NHL games and be in NHL arenas, and then when you get to go back to, you know, towns and cities in Canada and get an opportunity to meet the kids and have fun and, you know, just kind of celebrate the game. It just brings you back to when you were younger and playing minor hockey. And I think that's just my favorite thing about it is just getting myself reacquainted with the grassroots of hockey.
Over the course of time, did you have a favorite stop? Did you have a favorite memory over the course of all of these activities?
Well, there's so many great ones, honestly, but I'd have to go back to my very first one in Nelson, B.C. And, you know, I think it's like, you know, winning your first gold medal, your first experience with an event like Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada is always, you know, pretty special. And we had a lot of fun and took a bus ride there. Our plane got canceled and we all found a way, our crew and you know, Wendell Clark and people like that. We found a way through a bus company to get there and it was an adventure. And but yeah, you know, that's the one maybe I'll remember the most just simply because it was my first one. But all of them are special for different reasons. You know, you get to hear some really cool stories, and you get to celebrate people, volunteers in particular, who've done great things for the game. And I always love going into the arenas, the local arenas, and I always look at the trophy case, if you will, or the little history area within the arenas that talks about the history of the town or the history of the hockey in particular. And so they're all special for different reasons, but I guess my first one, I'd have to go back to Nelson, B.C., is quite the adventure.
Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada, coming to Owen Sound January 18th to the 21st. Among the participants will be Cassie Campbell-Pascal, who is with us. Well, you'll be on the ice conducting clinics. In terms of hockey skills and in terms of life messages, what do you tell to the young girls and the people that are participating in your clinics?
You know, like, I kind of have a message to the kids, you know, about heart. You know, and each letter of the word heart means something to me. And they're basically essentially skills that you get to learn and through playing the greatest game. And, you know, more so it's just, you know, they get an opportunity. I know we're going to have a PWHPA game there, and they'll get an opportunity to see some of the best players in the world playing. And, you know, for me, most times the young kids don't actually know who I am. Their parents have to tell them, but you know, I just enjoy hanging out with them and trying to be a role model and someone that they can look up to and say, hey, you know, she can do that, so maybe I can too.
Sounds like your plane's about to fly, so last couple of questions here, Cassie. With the Professional Women Hockey Players Association game and the OUA game, how important and significant is that to have those games and those contests in Owen Sound as role models and as attractions?
You know, it's interesting. It's something I've talked, you know, to people for a long time. Let's, you know, have a women's game there. Let's do it. And, you know, finally it's going to come to fruition and people are going to see some great hockey. And, you know, that's one thing that our game continues to need is exposure and, you know, the women to get an opportunity, those that play at the highest level to be seen. And, you know, I feel like once you've seen a female game, it lies, you're always going to be a fan and you get a chance to meet those women. You're always going to be a fan. And, you know, it's just about showcasing the game and it's going to be really fun. And I think that's one of the things I'm most excited about actually is that we're finally going to see a women's hockey game be the showcase of Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada.
Last question for Cassie Campbell-Pascal as we get ready for Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada. Marie-Philippe Poulin won the Northern Star Award. How significant or how truly significant is that award for her and for women's hockey?
Well, just an incredible person, first and foremost. You know, obviously we see what she can do on the ice, but she's a really great person. And, you know, I had the opportunity to work with our national women's team over the last 3.5 years and you know, got to know all of them a little bit more than I already did. And you know, she's just a great leader, a great player. And I honestly believe that there's no one more deserving of being the first female hockey player to win that award. And you know, it's quite an honor to have watched her sort of play over these last years up close and just see how hard she works. And she's completely deserving of everything she gets. And I know she's quite humble about the award, and she'll give a lot of credit to her teammates, but she was a really key individual for helping to turn around the program from its kind of losing ways to back to its winning ways. And she deserves this award 110%.
Cassie, enjoy your flight back to Calgary. We'll see you in Owen Sound January 18th to the 21st.
I'm looking forward to it, Fred. Thank you.